Here's a number for you. 310,567,352 bucks in new state revenue and economic activity. Nikki Reinhart, that's a big number.
It most certainly is.
That's what's expected to be the windfall in the wedding industry for the number of gay and lesbian couples who plan to get married over the next 3 years. Nikki Reinhart is co-founder of David Reinhart Events. You're a wedding planner in the Hamptons. Are you pretty excited?
Well, I am. Actually, we're based in New York City, but
right.
I'm currently in the Hamptons. But we are ecstatic. It was fabulous news and, you know, a long time coming, but we are getting ready, and hopefully the phone will ring, and we're ready to start planning.
Now, I want to have an appropriate conversation here, but there are some conversations about, you know, what kind. I mean, obviously there are standard sort of things that everybody needs at a wedding. You need music, you need the caterer, that whole thing. Are there special issues for same-sex weddings that are going to challenge the existing wedding planning infrastructure in some way?
You know, I can't even imagine. We actually did do a gay wedding last fall, which was fantastic. And it was two men, and every single thing that they wanted was the same thing that, you know, a man and a woman would want. I mean, they want their friends and family to be there.
Right.
They want it to be a fair representation of who they are as a couple. They want it to be, you know, romantic. So, there isn't. I mean, at the end of the day, it's people to witness the commitment that you're giving each other. But then it's just a fantastic party.
And I would imagine that some of these ceremonies are going to range from very sober. You're going to have, like, elderly couples who've maybe been together for years who have dreamed of this day virtually all their lives. So you'd have really somber, poignant ceremonies, also very joyful, ranging to the absolutely wild out there party with, like, you know, a busload of Judy Garland impersonators, right?
We hope.
So how are you budgeted? What do you expect the uptick in your business to be roughly over the next year or so?
You know, I mean, it's funny, you know, with the times of the world in the last few years, it's been, you know, different in the wedding industry. There are still, fortunately, people who always get married. And, you know, is it that maybe at one point they thought, you know, what they put aside for the wedding could, you know, be a bash for 300 people, and maybe it's now reduced to 150 people. So there's still weddings, and there's still, thankfully, grand weddings. And, it's really the goal of the couple to hopefully surround themselves with a team that completely understands what they want and also, you know, within a budget that they can afford. Because,
sure.
As you mentioned, it can range from just, you know, a beautiful gathering of 20 people in someone's backyard to, you know, renting out, you know, a grand ballroom and you know, pulling out all the stops.
But there's something unusual here. I mean, typically, you know, weddings are a seasonal business. I mean, people grow up, they get married at a pace that, you know, is I suppose, predictable, but doesn't really fluctuate. In this particular case, there's likely to be a spike. Are you worried that people will rush to get married just because the government says they can?
You know, I don't know. It's interesting because I remember when everything happened in California, you know, that kind of happened. You know, I think the people that have been in committed relationships for a very long time are thrilled with this news, as we all are. And I think, you know, they're going to look at this as something that is staying, and so they're going to do this party right. And so is it that they have a six-month engagement, or, you know, do they want to do something quick because they want, you know, in the excitement of it all, do they want to pull something together in a month? That's going to be interesting to sit back and see what happens. But we get calls for brides that, you know, are pregnant and they want to get married in 2 months.
Sure.
Or they want to wait 10 months because they want to have the baby. So, I mean, you know, kind of, you know, we look at it that we're so excited and hopefully just, you know, a range of new clients will come our way. But at the end of the day, it's still about two people being committed and
sure.
And celebrate.
And you got to be flexible. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine who writes musicals here in New York, who was just over the moon over this news. And I said, so now you'll have to write a show called My Big Fat Gay Wedding. And he said to me, all weddings are gay.
There is a little of that, but, you know, it's all about being, you know, a princess and, you know, making dreams come true for one day.
So
kind of across the board, it makes everyone happy.
Are you already getting messages and calls saying reserve this day, reserve this weekend, that sort of thing?
You know, we've gotten a few calls. So, you know, once we get back into the office, we'll kind of, you know, make those hopefully into meetings and hopefully, you know, have them come true.
A big Monday morning for Nikki Reinhardt, co-founder of David Reinhardt Events, one of the wedding planners hoping to cash in on an estimated windfall as the result of the legalization of marriage in the state of New York of $310 million, possibly over the next 3 years. Nikki, good luck and thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.